when it hits the bottom of your stomach, it doesn't hit it like a brick. It hits it light and you barely feel it. And you can eat and stuff and stuff and stuff yourself. That's how I do. That's how I do with my mother. My mother, the food is so good. So I could eat as much as I want. I get full now. Don't get me wrong. I eat like a pig. I find myself eating like a pig, yeah. You know? Yeah. Stuffing myself with it.
You talked about flour. What other dishes did you make out of flour? Any other things you make out of meal? Did your mother make any dishes out of meal?
Well, you ever heard of shortcake?
Yeah.
You ever ate shortcake? Have you ever ate a shortcake? A shortcake. Have you? You know what a shortcake is, do you?
Sure.
You ate a shortcake?
Yeah.
You know what a shortcake is.
Sure.
What's a shortcake? Tell me, what is a shortcake?
Cause shortcake is made out of shortening, flour, baking powder.
Okay, now how you make it? How was the shortcake made for you?
Well, it's baked.
Okay, right. It's baked
in a pan.
Right. Now you, that's right. There it is. That's what I mean.
Okay, now, what other things did you... You haven't mentioned cornmeal. Did you ever make anything out of that? Did your mother ever make anything out of that?
My mother probably used everything she could use to make meals. As I said, we were very lucky to have a father so big, able to labor, physically labor. My mother always provided a good meal. I don't really know about the cornmeal and about all the recipes and about all the things that she did to, this is ending, we're ending it now. I'm ending it right here. You know, I'm not ending it, but, you know, we're going to continue later, some other time, some other day. But I don't know too much about all that. I'm not a cooker. You know, I'm not a cooker at all. And I couldn't tell you about what she would make about flowers and things like that because, you know, my mother spoiled me. And I didn't, she spoiled me, you know, I was so spoiled and so I didn't want to learn about cooking. I didn't want to see what she was doing. All I know is that it was good. You know, it was so good to me until I ate so much of it and I stuffed myself until I was sick. I just stuffed myself. I remember some of the times that I just ate so much until I had to lay down. I had to lay down from eating that good. Ate so much till I had to lay down. I had to, you know, just like I was out of it. Just like you loaded or you messed up. And I ate so much until I said, shit. But... You know, I don't know anything about the cornmeal and the preparing of these meals. I can't tell you anything about them because I'm not a cooker. But I'm considering going to school for cooking. You know, I've been thinking about it because all the girls that I have aren't good cookers at all. And I'm very disappointed in the women of today, you know, because they're nothing like the mothers of yesterday. You understand? The women of today are nothing like the women of yesterday, like your mother. Your sisters couldn't be the woman that your mother is, your sister. Unless she really stuck next to your mother and squeezed all the knowledge of her living out of her, you know, and, you know, reap the fruits of her labor, of what she's been through. But there's no chick that's that devoted. You know, it's gone. Times have changed, and there's no woman but my mother or my grandmother, you know, in this nature. The good woman, that's the last of them. That's the last of the real good cooking women.
You tell me about your grandparents. What about them? I mean, tell me about where they were born and all. What kind of education they got? Did they get very good?
Black people back in those times didn't get good education at all. As a matter of fact, as we go back, education was not permitted to blacks. Blacks were not permitted to be educated, if you want.
Your grandmother and grandfather?
Well, my grandmother and grandfather are very educated. You know, you get educated through the world. Black people learn.